Oh, are you recording yet?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, good.
But I could edit it, you know.
No, yeah, so. Yeah, right.
Hey, you know, so I just always hit record because of the shit that we fucking
say. Of course. And that's where this is going to go. So you'll see, like, I'm going to start 3, 2, 1. You know what would be really funny is if it's just you and I in here right now doing the fucking intro because these motherfuckers are late, like, for real. And then we just fucking, you and I just do like some quick little banter type shit. And then fucking, we just start the show. And when they, and fucking, you'll roll the fucking intro music and everything on the, like, on the episode. And then when they fucking hop into the group, we'd be like, hello, bro, we did intros like 12 minutes ago. I don't know what you guys are fucking doing.
Should have been here, bitches. That's how we roll. We ain't waiting for no one no more. Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the Territrome.
Guys, started without me?
Oh, Sam, Mitty, we started without you. We started without Bo.
We started 10 minutes ago, man.
Yeah, bro, the show's been on for almost a half hour.
Having some finding issues, you guys. No, forget, man,
we have mad love. It's just we don't have mad love for time, man.
We have mad love. Look, hey, Bo's not even in here, Mitty. So you're in on the joke with Bo. So when Bo pops in, we're just gonna be like, dude, we've been going for like 30 minutes.
So as soon as Bo jumps in, we're gonna go, hello.
Yeah.
And this is the intro, by the way. It's gonna be a little bit.
Or was that the legit intro?
No.
We did that to you too. Yeah.
Yeah. We did pop in. So, basically, this is gonna be the intro skit. It's gonna be a long one because Bo's not in here.
It'll be a long one. This will be good though. So
I could trim some fat. I'll trim some fat.
Yeah. Trim some fat. We're just kind of waiting.
Shout out to trimming some fat.
Hey. It's all right. So listen. So when Bo comes in,
get your microphone the right way.
Okay. Wait. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Territrome. What's going on? Oh, hey, Bo. Thanks for joining us, buddy. Whoa. We started the show already like 20 minutes ago.
All right. Well, I'm here now. So let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Bo, no selling
the whole
time.
Perfect timing, right?
Bo, absolutely no selling the entire game.
You know what, Bo knows this.
I don't care if you started anyway. I'm in now.
Bo knows this.
Mitty was like, oh man, you started without me, dog. Hello, and welcome to the Territrome, the podcast by the guys who podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because it just might be. What's going on, everybody? I know I kind of botched that intro a little bit.
We could always redo it.
No edits.
Welcome to the power of the internet.
Yes, no edits here. Welcome to the Territrome, gentlemen. Episode double ones, 11. What's going on, guys?
Oomph.
Yes, buddy.
That's all I got for that one.
Yeah. Uno.
All
right,
yes.
Another uno.
No.
We're here.
Wow.
We're fucking here, son.
Well, maybe it's like uno.
Oh, yeah.
We're up
here. This is gonna be the drunk. This is gonna be the drunk MIDI episode.
You all drinking again tonight? What's going on? Bo, how many you in tonight?
A couple.
Okay, a couple.
I was telling lost count a few ago. I don't know.
I just did the Enter the Realm podcast. So I kind of throttled. I'm only on 10 right now, where I'm usually like at 15. Hey. So, you know, I'm down a notch. MIDI, what about you?
Yeah, Mitty, what do
you know,
have,
I'm
son?
Still wondering, have you been drinking in the shower lately? Because it's been a pressing issue for me.
I haven't taken a shower lately, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm about six in, maybe. Still lightweight compared to you, but... Tonight is young. You know I'm on the West Coast.
Mitty, I'm a beer drinker. I'm a beer drinker. You're just a beer... fuck around guy.
All right. Okay, here we go.
How about I can literally can't do it. It's all right, impossible.
Oh, wow. We're all off the rails already here.
Hey, listen, guys. Hello.
Hello.
We're gonna try this again.
All right, here we go. We're gonna run this right back around. Bo, the madman from Macon, sir. How are you, my friend? Fresh off of bingo tonight.
Fresh off of the hot bingo. I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm doing just great. You know,
good to hear. Everything's good on your in your corner of it.
And hey, man, as good as it can be, as good as it can be, and I'm not one to ask for more than I deserve. So I'm happy to be here and doing good.
Did you call I-35 tonight?
No, 35 would be an N number. That would be an N. N
35. Oh, my dude. Bo is breaking down the fucking analytics of bingo, my friend.
Yeah, bro.
The code. Wow, there's a code to bingo
madness.
Come on.
It's all scam, people. It's.
Oh, Bo is the Billy Bean of bingo.
I never gave a shit about bingo until they started paying me to give a shit about bingo. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I know all this shit about bingo. Who knew?
My dude, I don't give a shit about chutes and ladders, but if they paid me to rap while people fucking played it, I would know the ins and outs of chutes and ladders like nobody's business, sir.
Yo, you without a doubt.
Hi-ho the Cheerio. Do you guys remember that game, Hi-ho Cheerio?
Yes.
I am a cootie-winning motherfucker. Remember,
no,
Cootie?
For real though, that was like the only game my grandma had in her basement was Hi-Ho Cheerio, dude. And you had to like hang cherries in fucking trees. Tell me, yes, you guys remember that?
Yeah,
that sounds horrible.
Of course. I had forgotten about it until now. Until just
oh
now.
My god, I'm like vindicated. I'm like vindicated that you guys know that game because until just now, before I brought it up, I forgot about it as well, and now I have this rush of good feelings of nostalgia of Hi-Ho Cheerio.
Yeah,
I could imagine showing that to my kid and seeing the reaction. What the fuck is this, Daddy?
You know, like back in the day, I used to spend my weekends at my nana's house, my grandmother's house, and she had she had so many board games, Chinese checkers where you play with marbles, like diecast board. I learned to play Clue. 10 years old, I learned to play Clue.
Clue. Now, I'm bored. Now listen, hold on. Now, was that the old school Clue where they had like the legit like metal like knife?
Yeah, and the metal daggers.
Yes,
and you were like, and the plastic rope.
And you put it in the envelope. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, how old do you think I am? You know, if I said I was 10, this was 1962. You know what I'm saying? I was playing Clue in 62 at 10 years old. So that goes to show
his
you
uncle was Colonel in. Mustard. Like he lived Clue. Yeah. Like he's you know, old. He wasn't when playing
I,
Clue.
When I was done playing,
happening around.
When I was
him.
Done playing Clue, I was putting on my Captain Video helmet. Way to go, Captain!
Shout out to the golden years.
Listen, speaking of Clue, I mean, since it was brought up, I've noticed that actually and I'm not even going to even bother making this a contest because it's people won't even enter a free t-shirt contest. For fuck's sake. So I'm not about to open another Pandora's box of, hey, pick the songs I said these lyrics in. Like, that's fucking, it's not fucking happening.
It's episode 11.
Hold on.
We'll get there, bro. We'll get
Hold on. So my point was that as a personal thing to me, they're like mini Easter eggs for myself. I've actually referenced, I think, 4 of the 8 Clue characters in different songs over the last couple years.
Yes,
I've done Colonel Mustard. I've done Professor Plum. I've done Miss White.
Covered that one.
Plum, Mustard, White, and then so who's left? There's Scarlet.
Yeah. Green.
Mr. Green, yes. Is there one more?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, man.
So am I. Without Googling it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but like.
Yeah, yeah. We can't Google. I mean, we can't Google.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not even worried about it.
Maybe there's not another one. I can't remember.
Maybe there's not another one. But anyway, so yeah. So as a little mini Easter egg, I've done that. I've done that recently. And it's funny you guys bring that up. Eddie Edward Dust Mites, how's everything going out there, my friend?
Wow, you just dropped two of my government and my professional name. What's up, everybody? My name is Dust Mites. Welcome to the Terradrome, the Cobra Law Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us, and please, because we got to get it out there. We got to get it out there so we could get shut down real quick.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
My drunk ass always says, but you know, it's all good.
I'm telling you, bro, yeah, the minute this show gets any sort of sponsor, we've jumped the shark. It's over at that point.
I'm jumping the shark right now.
Jumping the shark.
I got my fucking leather coat on, my shorts.
Midichlorian, how are you, my friend? How is it going out there in the Mojave?
You know, tonight I'm doing pretty good out here in the Antelope Valley, to be specific, on the Pacific. Yeah. Oh, I might hit him with 32. Maybe not, but yeah.
What's that?
I am officially sipping the sauce tonight, so you might get a different kind of midi with the Della pretty proper.
Dear God.
Shout out to Bill Cosby over here. Bill Cosby.
My dude said, hey, hold on. My dude said, yes. I'm out here on the Pacific to be specific, .. I might drop 32.
I might drop
84.
He's going to drop 32 bars because he said
I'm going to rap through a whole song with no breath. A whole damn song. I'm not even going to take a breath. I'm just going to fucking kill him, son.
I might drop 97 bars right now.
There you go.
Okay.
That's got the chorus, so I can take a breath.
All right. Yeah. I'm getting this kicked.
My dude.
Myself, I am Nathan Haskell. Nobody's going to ask, so I'm just going to talk about it.
Tell us.
Hey, Nate. What's up with you, bro?
How have you been? You know what I mean?
How have you been?
That's all I want. That's all I want every now and then. That's all I want.
Nathan Haskell.
That's all I want.
I'll drop them all. Big-headed baby.
So, homie, you can drop off. I'm about to give out my – listen, we get 15 new members. I'll put my social security number on this fucking podcast. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'll take a picture of my library book up there, man. I don't give a fuck. You could get some books out on me.
Exactly.
We gotta come up.
I'll get Nathan's social security number tattooed on me. How about that? We'll make an episode of it.
Oh wow! Now we're really talking.
I get a Demi Corgan tattoo from the front.
So as we spoke about last week, I had some dental issues, right? So I had to visit the dentist this past Thursday.
Always fun.
Fucking cabin creeps, man.
It's always fun. It's always fun. I roll in.
Dude, man, it's been time. A while with you, man. What the fuck you been doing?
Homeboy, my teeth are just... I'm fucking cursed, man. I'm cursed. It's
You've been opening
I
mean, up files?
It's a long story.
I still got the bad one in me, too, but, you know, it just seems like you're there more than I am.
Oh, I'm there more than fucking most of America, for fuck's sake. Oh,
jeez.
That fifth dentist, when it's 4 out of 5 dentists, is my dentist, apparently.
Cavity creeps, cavity creeps. Stop eating the sweetest fish. All right,
bro. I don't even really eat candy. I don't even really eat like sweets, bro. Listen.
All right, so chill. Yeah, bro, chill with the meth.
Listen,
just put the blue magic to the side, and you're good.
The only sweets I really fuck with, I love donuts. Okay, it's my fucking kryptonite. I will eat an entire dozen maple bars in one sitting with a gallon of milk, and fucking look at you and say, "Where's the rest?" You know what I mean?
That's healthy.
But I don't fuck with chocolate. I don't fuck with ice cream. I don't fuck with candy. Mm. Like, it's not my deal. I don't know. I'm fucking cursed. Anyway,
not cursed. It just might be some sort of problem going on here.
Right.
Dust is slowly. Listen, Dust is way cheaper than a fucking therapist because, like, each episode he's like solving one more thing. Like last week when I was saying the shit, he goes, "Hey, you've got mother issues." And you know what? He might be right. And right now, I'm like, my teeth are fucked up. And he's like, hey, that's a deeper problem. Hey,
you got ape issues.
You know what I mean?
Brought that up too. I don't know.
You know, respect. Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you right now.
Ape issues.
Respect your elders. Respect your elders. I got some knowledge. I'm going to kick you guys some knowledge.
All right. So I go to the dentist. I go to get my my root canal, my infected tooth, whatever, fucking figured out. And
did you get right in? Did you have to wait, or did you do another Nate where you just bum rush it and the people were in line? Fucking fuck
homeboy,
you, Nate.
Midi, sir. Yeah. If I don't
hold appointments,
sir. If I don't fucking wait when I don't make appointments, do you think I wait when I do make appointments, my friend? Absolutely not.
And he called me sir. He called me sir. I'm going to go hide in the corner. I'm going to go hide in the corner and time out.
That's what happens when you're late.
So I roll in. I'm getting my thing done, whatever. Like the dentist, because I've been there for so long, it doesn't affect me much. I can fall asleep in the dental chair. It's not that big of a deal. So I'm in there, and he's like, all right, you know, we're fucking 10 minutes to go. We've got to do this, this, and this. Like, we're ready. And then he put, like, a thing on my lip. It like held my fucking mouth open a little more, right? And he's in there and he's like, cool, so this is gonna pull your lip open. And like,
last time 40... I seen a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
Right, it was kind of like that. So keep in mind, this motherfucker has absolutely fucking slumber party massacre fucking into my fucking tooth, just drilling away, bro, for like fucking 15 or 20 minutes. No problem. I'm not flinching. I'm not doing shit.
Graduate. You know, all of a sudden you're the graduate.
Or the fucking marathon man, my dude. He's just drilling in my shit.
All of a sudden, you're Hoffman in a chair right now.
Yeah, same actor, yes. So, he puts the thing in and he's fucking hooking, and like a minute later, and I'm like, I'm fucking tapping him. I'm going, dude, I can't pay. Right? And he goes, what's wrong? And he thinks it's my fucking tooth, and I'm like, the hook, I'm like pointing at like the one that's like not even anywhere near where they're working. I'm like,
it's not even your tooth.
Yeah,
to my throat. Throat.
I'm like,
hey, last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
So I'm like, dude,
that joke twice, get more laughs.
It's on my tonsils, doctor. It's on my tonsils.
I'm like, dude, it's not even about that. It's like you've got a fucking metal rod into my upper lip. Like,
it's a paper clip. You got a paper clip. I got a piercing. Yeah. Marilyn Monroe stud in my fucking lip.
So he pulls it out. He pulls it and he puts it in the bottom lip, or like it's not a big deal. And he goes, and he like looks at me and he stops and he fucking locks me up. And he goes, oh, that was because, oh, that hurt because you were tense.
Oh, it's your fault.
And I went, you motherfucker. I am tense. Mm-hmm. You are drilling into my face and I've said nothing. And you put a fucking hook in. It's not because I'm tense. It's because now at this point, you're literally torturing me for no fucking reason.
Billy Bassinet.
Fucking dude.
Remember those old school fucking... Remember those fucking things you push the button?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
It's the fish animated song. Fish on a plaque.
That's what they play for pussy. Yo, that's when Tony Soprano started having feelings. Like, oh, what'd I do to my boy?
The best part of Sopranos is when he took the fish and he beat the shit out of the fucking bouncer at the fucking club.
Yeah, that's for playing it.
Every three episodes, man.
That show was fucking awesome.
I love the fucking Sopranos, man. I love the Sopranos. I watch at least 2 times a year. I don't know about you guys. I run a marathon at least 2 times a year. That show is great.
Dude, I've never seen it front to back.
Oh, my God, Nate.
I know. Listen. Listen, I'm a little ashamed to even admit that, but that's real thing.
Dude, if I ever come out to L.A., we're going to lock ourselves up in the fucking crib for a week or 3 days.
We're going to come out with a double album, and we've watched The Sopranos all the way through.
One to the end.
one whole album of just Sopranos inspired.
No, yeah, it's going to be a total Sopranos album.
No.
We're going to have tracks named Paulie Walnuts. You know, it's going to be
all good. All right, real quick, everybody. Everybody be quiet.
Look at me.
Be quiet for a second. Because something happened.
Shut up!
Something happened. Midi.
You know, when he says be quiet, why don't you fucking be quiet?
Yeah, Midi.
Why do you got to be the fucking class clown?
Yeah, this is.
I have his back there.
Excuse me.
Now, you know what? Class clown sit in the corner.
Joseph.
Wow, he got your government.
Joseph.
Hype man. He's got your government. Joseph. Out. He got his Joseph. Government out.
Don't believe the hype is a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? I'm a hype man. I'm Flavor Flav.
Midi.
Don't hate.
Midi.
Nobody liked the hype man.
Okay.
Nobody liked Flavor Flav. I never liked Flavor Flav.
He puts a lot of salt on his
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do you want me to mute him?
Shut up!
I can mute him.
Shut up. Don't make Midi. I don't want to have to mute you. I'll mute you if I have to. I don't want to have to mute you.
He'll tell me to mute you,
Roger,
and I'll
Roger.
Mute you.
Okay. Yes, and when I say I mean I am the right hand of Thanos, Ebony Ma. Hear me and rejoice. No, so listen. So last week we talked about Miss Margot Kidd. I can't even say her name. It brings a tear.
It's hard.
Not for me. And we tried to replace. We tried to replace Lois Lane.
Yes, we tried.
And then a week later,
a week and a day later,
she really passed away.
She expired.
And that's rest in peace. I hope that this podcast doesn't have some sort of supernatural power.
We have supernatural power,
I'm
telling
noise.
You right now, you know what? Relax.
I'm sorry that Margot Kidder was collateral damage, but if we have supernatural
I'm going to beat you to it, Bo. Let's talk about my ex-girlfriend, Megan. Right now, we're going to start talking. I'm going to beat you to the point. This motherfucking cunt. And hopefully lightning strikes twice. I'm really hoping lightning strikes twice.
It does. You have to talk about her in two shows. Talk about Margot.
I gotta say. All right. The first show is gonna be. This was my girlfriend.
Hey, next time we should do a segment where we recast ex-wife.
Who? It wasn't my ex-wife.
Ex-girlfriend.
My ex-wife was 10 years prior.
Oh, my bad.
I'm an old guy. I've been around the world.
Don't fuck up the curse, Bo.
I know, right?
You know what? Honestly, let's talk about both of them. Let's erase both of them. I couldn't give a fuck. If someone called me on the phone tomorrow and said, Eddie, I got some news for you. Your ex-wife and your ex-girlfriend died the same day. All right, cool. Let me have a beer.
Yeah. All good. No, it's all right.
So, by the way, listen, I brought that up so that we could discuss recasting Happy Gilmore.
wait. You don't want Chubb? You want Chubb to die?
Jesus. You know,
you're just... you know.
You
Mike
just
Tyson.
Adam Sandler's going to come and get you, bro. He's going to come and get you.
I hope so.
Yo, how crazy is that, though?
That is crazy.
It is pretty nuts. You know, it is pretty nuts.
And it was something that, you know, I just came up randomly. Like you know, it was just an idea I had. I'm like,
we should really start dropping the later. Dude, we should really start dropping the link to the last episode and just hashtagging the shit out of our name.
Margaret,
seeing if people like listen to our shit and then get really angry.
So everybody out there that's listening, all five of you, hashtag that.
I swear to God, I will put money up that we were the only fucking podcast on the planet Earth
talking about fucking one
Margot Kidder. Yes, 100%. 30 days. We put it out. Bo is fired up. I can see it.
Fired up. You are 100% correct, dude. Red 100 emoji all over that motherfucker.
I think we're the only podcast to discuss Margot Kidder in the past 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
I think 100%. Nate is an oracle. Straight up oracle. If you listen to his music, not only will it tell you shit that's going to happen in the movies years from now or months from now, you might find out who's going to fucking kick the bucket.
I mean, you know, I didn't even
have that pulse on the world.
Shout out to Shirt Seller. Hit me up and he's like, yo, man, don't talk about any fucking celebrity tonight because Margot Kidder died 1 week to the day. I'm like, for real word? I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm talking about my ex tonight. Lightning can strike twice, my friend.
I've been struck by lightning twice.
That's a real story. That is a real story.
You know, I never say the word fuck that cunt, you know, as one word. But I, when it comes to that, fuck that cunt, it's one word.
Hashtag fuck that cunt.
Hashtag fuck that cunt.
I'm not going to, I mean, hashtag us too. You know what I mean? Mm.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm kidding.
Man, how crazy is that?
Okay, listen. All right, listen. Another death.
You know, Charo has to step up now.
Oh, man. You did it. Why you do that to Charo, son?
So, all right, Nate, what do you got for us next, man? That's fucking crazy, man.
I have a lot of bullet points tonight. I have a lot of bullet points. We're gonna hit stuff. We're gonna hit stuff.
I don't usually have to take a piss during this podcast, but I might have a piss point. We might have a dust mites piss point in a second.
All right. So I had somebody ask me today most of the people that I know are iPhone users. I know you, Dust. I know you are part of the Android community. I think you're an Android as well.
Release the chains. Listen, people.
If I told you, I might have to kill you, and I got too much love for you.
Okay, why don't you just give us a fucking answer?
This is I think he's a fucking Android.
I'm on BlackBerry. BlackBerry.
Okay.
My question was NV2 really flip quick.
Listen.
Me and the Kardashians are rocking BlackBerry.
Oh God, you started them.
This is where the bullet points happen. So my question is, somebody who has an Android phone says to me, hey, where can I get your podcast? And I said, iTunes podcast app. And they were like, we have a fucking Android. And I went, I don't have a fucking clear answer.
All right.
For you.
Okay.
So Dust, where can we hear the show?
You can get it on
Android users.
I'm an Android user. My favorite podcast app to use. It's a free app. It's called Podcast Addict.
Addict. Flowers in the Attic.
Energon Addict. It's Podcast Addict.
Got it. Okay. Addict. Okay.
And it uses the iTunes search engine. And as long as it's an RSS feed in an iTunes and it's a podcast realm, you can pick it up. There's another one called
Podcast Addict. All up in your fucking device.
Right. All up in the muted. There's another one called Podbeam.
Okay.
Podbeam is another one. And then once your show gets out there, you could just get it on Google Play Store. So you know, I don't know what we have to do that, but I'm sure we're far away from there. But if you're on an Android, that's where you need to do it, man. Podcast Addict, man, I love it. It's good. You could download it. This is the best thing about Podcast Addict. You download the show while you're on Wi-Fi. And then when you're not on Wi-Fi in your car, you could just stream it from your phone. So you're not, you know, you're not fucking using your fucking your data or anything like that. So just bank them while you're home in the Wi-Fi. Just bank them up and you just play it as you go.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Good. Word. Thank you.
Boom. I mean, I don't know how iTunes works because, you know, iTunes, you got to fucking jump
iTunes
through fucking...
works. No, iTunes works a lot simpler, buddy. You have the apps already on your phone because they're an evil fucking empire, and you click on it, and then you search, and then it's you're just done. That's
yeah,
it.
But
that's
are you but are you streaming or are you downloading?
I don't know.
So are you using your data while you're doing it?
I'll say it's very similar for me. The way I listen is most of the podcasts I listen to, I download them on Wi-Fi, I bank them. And then I listen to them. Yeah. Right. And then I listen to them. And then it automatically deletes them after a certain number, certain amount of time.
Yeah. One thing about Podcast Addict is you have to definitely go, if you're a Samsung user and you know how the folders are, you have to go into your folders and delete them because it says it's gone, but the internal memory is being used. So
it's like taking off a fucking icon off your desktop, but it's really not.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not there. You got to go right into remove programs and whatnot. You just delete it. But, you know, when you got a, the best thing about having an Android phone is that you could max it out with an SD card.
You didn't need to show. You didn't need to show me your phone on the video.
You could max it out with an SD card.
I know what they look like. I know what they look like.
You know, you're not like locked down to 32 gigs. I could put 128 gigabyte, 256 gigabyte card in there and be a daddy Mac.
Or you can have this or you can have this sweet iPhone X that I have, and it's got like 164 gigs.
Yeah, it doesn't have 164. You think it does, but it does.
It's got nine. You know, you're right. Does have 964? My fucking
nine.
My iPhone
for the future.
My iPhone's got a fucking terabyte, bro. Fucking yo, where you at?
If only Lois Lane had that phone.
Come at me, bro. My iPhone never needs to be charged again. Come at me, bro.
If only they didn't make OS upgrades that slow down the phones.
You know, I'm ready to. I got the S7. I'm ready to go for the S9, man. I'm gonna definitely.
I've got
take
the fucking it. iPhone 37.
How's that?
All right, here we go.
Blackberry. I got something I want to bring up. A good place. So
back it up.
This past Thursday, speaking of cell phones.
Oh, God.
This past Thursday. This is a loose transition, but it'll work.
I like it.
This past Thursday, I went. Jerry Seinfeld came to Macon, Georgia. And did dude. And
why do they call it Macon? Is anybody making money in this town?
he talked about Macon for like the first 20 minutes. It was awesome. But
okay, got it.
All right,
did he do all Macon jokes? I want to know his dialogue.
I need
to know some of his dialogue, man.
He was very kind to Macon. He kind of pandered to the crowd a little bit, but at the same time acknowledged that, like, if we were in his shoes, would we be in Macon performing? He was like, you know me. I am Jerry Seinfeld. I could be anywhere in the world right now. I could be on the beaches of the most exotic, like, resort in the world, and I'm here in Macon. If you were in my shoes, would you be here in Macon?
That's fucking brilliant.
I'm totally doing this for free. Yeah. And I'm not making any
He's
money.
He's making his way to Atlanta. He's making his way to Atlanta.
I'm
making my way to the bar to pick up another 13-year-old.
All right, we're sorry. Hey, Bo, we're sorry. Continue.
Oh no! It's
the making jokes are just going to be coming.
It's all good. But he was.
I keep making them up in my head.
But so he did this whole routine about, you know, it was typical Jerry Seinfeld style, but it was updated to the current modern, you know, society we live in. And one of the bits he did was about, you know, it's not anything, it's not groundbreaking material, but about how connected we are to cell phones and, like, you know, how just like we can't go anywhere or do anything without recording it with pictures or video or whatever. And exactly. While he's doing this bit, this we're on the second row, mind you. This woman in front of us on the front row of the show holds up her cell phone in front of like everybody's face and starts trying to videotape this blurry, shitty photo video of him delivering a bit about how we need to basically get the fuck off our phones from time to time. And like, it was my totally like my get the fuck off my lawn moment. Like it was just like, I went old man and it was just like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like,
it's so just true.
Enjoy the goddamn show. Like, what is the lifespan? Like, you guys are all on Instagram. I know you see this shit where somebody's sure. Instagram story. And I'm sorry, I have friends that do this. And I'm so sorry if you listen to this podcast. But I'm talking to you.
If it's a whole bunch of little lines,
yes,
and it's like fucking 900, it's like, nope. Yep.
You've got 5 minutes in 15-second segments of you at a concert. Where it's just like 15 seconds at a time of some concert. Like, what's the shelf life on those videos? 2 years from now? 5 years from now? Are you going back and watching those shitty videos being like, hey, remember when we were at this concert and we saw this? And no,
Bo, listen, it's worse, my friend, because those ones on this, that are on your Instagram stories, those are gone in 24 hours.
What the fuck is an Instagram story?
You know when you like,
I don't know.
You know when you, like click somebody. Yeah, when you click somebody's profile
on the top, the shit on the top.
Yeah.
That's some Snapshot shit, man.
Yes, the Snapchat.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now. Yo.
It's the same thing on Snapchat.
Welcome to 2017.
Shut the fuck up. If you're a grown,
even though it's 2018, but okay,
bro. Relax.
Oh,
if you're a grown man with a Snapchat, you're a fucking pedophile. Period. That's it. Period. You're a creep. If you're
you're
over 30 years old and you have a fucking Snapchat, you're a fucking creep. You're just a fucking creep. Period.
Now listen. Listen. All right. No, I would listen. I would be a hypocrite if I said that I never used those.
These guys.
Listen, I don't have. I'm
talking young girls. Period. Dick pics.
Listen. Because
Snapchat filters don't work too good on the penis.
I'm sure you know.
I don't even know if. Yeah. Okay, listen.
I don't know, but I heard.
The same guys that have Snapchat over 30 are the same guys that wear flip flops.
I fucking wear flip flops, you son of a bitch. I live for the fucking.
We're just lumping pedophiles and flip flop wearers all of these.
We fucking love pedophiles.
Level right now. Send it to the next level right now. Don't get me on men in
Jersey Forest.
Men in flip flops.
Are not all pedophiles. I would like to.
Oh my God! There's no reason.
You've a different life. You've never in Cali, man.
You've never lived at the beach, bro. You've never lived near the beach, bro.
If you're poolside, I get it.
No, you've never lived near the beach, bro.
No,
hello. There you have it. Hello. Welcome to the third row.
When you're walking into the grocery store with flip flops, get the
fuck bro. When you're next to the fucking ocean.
No. What if you need to fucking Chuck Norris kick some motherfucker and run?
You don't, bro.
What?
Fucking, hey, feel the vibe, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pussy, bottle of pickles.
We're not out here in fucking North Faces and Timbo's at the fucking grocery store.
Dust Bites is about to open up
in a new forest.
You know what? Don't even get me on guys' it's fucking flip-flops, man. I'm going to step on all your motherfucking toes. Watch.
I'm going to step on
every fucking dude that I see walks in my store with a fucking flip-flop. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. Cart ran over his fucking sorry, my bad. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't see your potato. Excuse me.
Fuck God. That was.
Oh, is that blood? Oh, excuse me. I need to get the blood kit out for this. So I
here's a, listen. Hey, here's a quick thing. Here's a quick thing that we that came up at work today. Okay, I'm transitioning.
A quick work things with Nate.
Oh. Somebody needs something else in this world.
Quick work things with Nate.
Listen,
clarify yourself, bro.
Somebody mentioned you. We all know Yoo-hoo, right?
Yeah, Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Good drink. The chocolate water. Chocolate water, yeah. It's chocolate water.
Delicious. Delicious.
Exactly. Delicious. Right. And so somebody said, somebody said, what
Mitty,
the fuck?
Dying.
That's just chocolate milk.
It's not chocolate milk. It's chocolate water. It's not chocolate right? milk. Yeah. Yoo-hoo is not chocolate milk. It's chocolate water.
Dead.
Basically, it's right. chocolate water.
Yeah, right.
Dead. Bo?
Am I correct?
Yeah, it's chocolate. Yep. It's chocolate water. Is what
it's
it is.
It's more like a chocolate
it
water.
It's like a
milk.
It's like a Ovaltine chocolate water.
No, it's not Ovaltine.
It's like a fucking chocolate
cup is round
in water.
The container's
in
round.
A bottle, and
why
you
they call it round teen?
You shuck. With you shake it up. You do the mixing. You make the drink. I'm not saying it's not delicious.
Call it Ovaltine.
I'm just saying.
The cup is round.
Shut out.
The jar is diabetes. Round. Why don't they call it round team? One more time.
All right. Hey, listen, okay, so hold on. So I said that Yoo-hoo is to chocolate milk like Sunny D is to orange juice.
Yes.
Mic drop.
Nate, I got to tell you right now.
Garbage.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Drop that motherfucking mic. Because you are mad. You know what? You know, mad correct on that one.
Yeah.
Mad correct. You know what's closer? You know what's closer to orange? It's Capri Sun. Period.
Drop that mic.
All right. So there was that. That went well. Okay.
Well, we're just rolling through topics now. There's no.
Oh yeah, we're rolling through. This is what we're doing here. This is where this week's a variety show.
Margot Kidder.
we talked about that.
She passed.
I know.
That's crazy.
All right. Hey. Thanks. Here's something I noticed tonight.
What did you notice tonight?
I noticed tonight I went to the 7-Eleven to my local. Oh,
of course.
My local.
Oh, there's no is there a what? You come to my 7-Eleven tonight.
Voice guys in the
I don't want to buy a hard guys. Copy. No. No hard
and
copies.
And then we're getting copyright flagged.
you gotta get an accent voice. Yeah.
You're doing pretty good here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, really so, bad ones. You have a Wawa in Cali?
What the fuck's a Wawa?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a Wawa pedal on your car. Mm-hmm. Wawa pedal.
They got them if you go further south in Florida, but Georgia doesn't have them.
So, that's what I noticed.
What are you drinking there? Some Sunny D?
No, this is what I'm about to tell you. Because I'm honest on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, we're all honest.
I'm 1,000% honest on this podcast.
Like sorry, Mitty, I'm just fucking.
I was.
Oh,
I was
we got picking, video back.
I was picking up some. I was picking up some peacheritas.
Who?
Oh, that shit is gross, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Whoa. Listen, she got a smelly pussy like that?
Listen.
No, it's
kind of like some Mike's Hard Lemonade type shit. Okay? But it's like a peach margarita in a can, and I'm not going to lie, I don't feel too manly fucking buying them. But
gross.
I know, but it's like
buying Bud Limerita?
Yes, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. Same company.
Yeah. Fruity flavor. Yeah.
All right, listen. Just fucking listen. It's like fucking 8% alcohol.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. Listen, it's a lot of sugar, but I don't eat a lot of fucking sugar. And I don't get a fucking beer belly. I'd rather drink a couple fucking peacheritas than fucking seven beers at the end of the night.
What does that mean? How many pizzeritas are you drinking? Three to seven?
No, it's this. They're like 24 ounces.
All right, they're 24 ounces. So they're 24 ounces.
That's right, fucking Mitty. That's right. What about the watermelon?
Oh, God. Here we go.
I try them all. I try them all. There's mangaritas. There's fucking limeritas. Okay. There's strawberitas.
Okay. You said that they're 24 ounces, so that's two beers.
Right, but they're...
So every one is two beers.
No, but you're right, but they're 8% alcohol.
If you have three, there's six beers.
No, they're 8%... No, yes, but they're 8% alcohol. So...
Per volume. You will literally fuck your wife half the time. Do the per volume math. Listen, I just rocked your world with the per volume.
I know, but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying...
There's a lot of decimals.
This is probably like the least manly.
There's a lot of decimal points in per volume.
Other than drinking Chardonnay, you know what I mean? I drink pizzeritas like and Chardonnay.
You know what? Just reach the fucking Everclear and you begin.
I'm not gonna lie.
This podcast going off good.
Hey, but Dust doesn't know we don't get the good Everclear in California. It's bad. We don't get the 99%.
You got the cactus, man. You get the fucking best fucking
alcohol from a cactus.
You never had Everclear before?
No.
Wow. No, they have it out here, but it's 97%. It's not the full 99.
Oh,
no,
yeah. Fuck.
You know, that's bullshit then. You know, shout out to my brother, man. Shout out to my brother Rolling Steel. We were drinking fucking Everclear in 91, 92, 93. We used to make drinks back in the day.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, we used to have these parties and we used to make some drinks and all the girls were like, "Hey, what do you got?" We had one drink, it was called the Irish Bum. It was Everclear with Ecto Cooler. That was the Irish Bum. That was the Irish Bum. You know, they didn't give a fuck. It was like three shots.
Yeah, they're taking it in a bum at four shots later.
It was Ecto Cooler High C, which tasted like orange, but it was green. And there you go. And then we had the one in the chamber, and it was some sort of ice High C with Everclear, and we put an olive in it, and that was the one in the chamber. And the girls loved
it. We did on the West Coast.
No, because when they came to the party, man, these were drinks that, like, you know, they didn't give a fuck. They didn't know what the fuck they were drinking, man. You're like, this is 91, 92, 93. Like, this is like, man, such a good fucking time, man. Oh, the memories, man. But, you know.
So listen.
These are drinks I need to trademark. So shout out to the one in the chamber and shout out to the Irish Bum.
Listen. So the point of this whole fucking story was that I went to the fucking 7-Eleven. And I'm looking at the fucking pizzeria. I'm looking at the back, and I'm trying to tell myself, I'm like, hey, am I going to drink a couple pizzeritas, or am I going to get a bottle of Chardonnay, right? Because I'm fucking super tough, and I'm a rapper. So
yeah.
I'm looking at the pizzeria, and I realize there's no ingredients.
Those are your choices?
Label. No, of course they weren't my choices, but that's what I was.
How about a 12-pack of Heineken?
Fuck you. Yeah, I didn't want to drink a fucking 12-pack of Heineken. I'm trying to lose weight.
You know what? You know,
fuck losing weight.
Be a fucking
I'm trying to lose weight.
Fuck that. Put the belly on the bitch's fucking noses, son.
Smoke the fucking crack, man. Look.
So listen. What I'm saying is that there's no label of ingredients on the back of any alcohol that you buy, whether it's beer or fucking pizzeritas or fucking Everclear. It don't matter. There's no ingredients label, and I want to know if anybody on the panel here know why that is.
The government.
Who do you think we are?
I mean, that might be a thing that somebody might know.
No, you're right. Somebody might know that. No, you're right. Somebody might know.
So they sell them in cans?
Fucking stay Bo. Woke. Why? Fuck. No, Bo. Dust, what are you drinking right now? A fucking Lagunitas or what is that thing called? Younglings?
Yinglings. It's Yinglings.
Look at the bottle right now.
It's a lager. It's a lager.
Finally, look at the bottle.
Like Anakin.
Look at the bottle and find me the ingredients.
All right. I got a fucking...
It's just going to give you a government warning. Government warning.
It's probably on the 12. It's probably on the 12-pack bottle. It's probably on the 12-pack.
It's not. According to the Surgeon General,
I'm not going to run to the fucking fridge and get the 12-pack out.
I don't want you to. You don't need to because it's not there, sir.
I'm sure it's there.
No,
it's not there.
Ingredient. One.
Did you not learn from
the
Q-tips?
The ingredients are made from the best yings and from the best lings.
It's 50% ying and 50% ling.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
perfect balance.
Perfect balance, man. I'm happy with that, man. I'm all good. You're gonna worry about a margarita, a bargarita, a jergarita?
My friend, I'm telling you, there's no alcohol ingredient labels, and I want to know why. And nobody seems to know.
You want to be that dude?
Because they're above the law, man.
Now, next thing you know, you're gonna grow a fucking pinstrap beard and get a hemp belt and wear some fucking cargo shorts and go to the cargo shorts. No, right. I like cargo shorts too, but have some flip flops.
He's got camel cargo shorts. Shout out!
I got one here. I got one more here. Before we do some outros.
Anybody else got anything to bring to the fucking plate?
I had one thing I wanted to ask you guys.
We never just say let's do a round table.
Well, fuck you! All you have to do is just say you have something.
Hey, I got
and
something.
We go to it. Okay, fuck perfect.
They got something.
What's up, Bo?
Okay, go, Bo.
I'm sure, Bo,
the rest of the show's yours, bro. Go.
No, I don't want that.
I'm just kidding.
Don't put that on me.
You're doing this and you're doing that. You're doing the outro. It's all right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Go, Bo. Go, Bo.
From the third room.
To you guys, this might not be that interesting, but I had what I thought was an interesting run-in with a panhandler today. I was wondering if that's common.
It's very common in this new America.
That's what I'm asking. Is it common where y'all are at?
It's common as fuck. It's common as fuck.
Big fella, simmer right down. Bo, tell us about the.
He's killing his bandwidth when he's yelling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I was cruising through downtown Macon doing some errand running, as it were. Mondays are my off day, so I got a lot of shit I got to get done on Mondays.
What would you say you were making things happen?
Oh yeah, I was making things happen. Going to the bank, going to see,
everybody. My name is Jerry Seinfeld, and he's making things happen.
Hey, you know, a guy about town. You know how it goes. So I was cruising through downtown Macon. I had my windows down because I still drive around like I'm in high school, and I want my windows down, my music all the way up. As if, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I love, that's just how I roll. I like the wind in my hair.
Bumping corn.
Limp Bizkit. I've been hesitant to admit this to you guys.
Oh God, here it comes.
I have been on an incredibly huge, like, 80s new wave kick lately. So I am like knee deep in some 80s new wave. Like, I'm just loving it. That Depeche Mode jam, that soft cell. Yeah, the soft cell, the fucking new order. Like, fucking.
Okay, real quick.
Anyways,
hold on.
This was a tangent.
Hold on, Bo. 1 second.
Yes.
Bo. I want you to get right back into that story, but really quick because you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Do yourselves a favor and go and download an album called Night Drive by Time Cop 1983. It's nothing but like super 80s synthesizer, Miami Vice, all that shit, Depeche Mode, like that kind of shit. It's a dude in 2018. His name is Time Cop 1983.
He makes shit like that or he's...
Yes.
He makes it...
Original. Yeah.
There's some sample file.
No, No. It's him on a synth, like making that shit, like again, like he was doing a fucking soundtrack to a fucking movie in 1985.
That's
it's
all awesome. The music I've been making lately.
Like, yes, no, I know, Bo.
I've got about seven tracks that are very heavily influenced by this right kind now, of shit.
Listen to fucking Time Cop, 1983, Night Drive. This is not a paid partnership. This is just something that was a coincidence.
We'll drop a link in the YouTube.
It's a fucking coincidence.
I got it written down.
Okay, so Bo, go back to your story. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, that's all right. I'm glad you said that because I will totally look that up.
Hey guys, it's the part of the podcast where you say, "Hey man, that's great. How are you? I love you. Thank you very much for saying that."
No. Look.
Let's get a group hug.
All right, so I'm riding down the road and I got my music going, my window down. I'm sitting at a red light and I hear somebody saying some shit to me. And so I turn my music down.
$2.
And I look over and this young woman is literally like almost leaning in my window in the middle of the intersection. And she hits me $2? And she hits me with the, "Do you have the Holy Ghost?"
What?
And yeah. Do you have the Holy Ghost? And I, you know,
I don't even know what that fucking means.
You know, what do you do? What do you say? What's the answer? What's the right answer there? You know, I told her, yeah, sure, I got it. Right? I got to tell you to get you the fuck to let me just drive through this intersection and keep moving?
The right answer is always fuck my dick from the back.
I wish so badly, like in hindsight, that I had the balls to be like, no, and that shit is a mind trap that has you convinced you got to play by rules that don't exist. Lady, what are you doing out here? Like, you got it all wrong.
No. All right, real quick.
You've been brainwashed. I don't know.
Bo, you should have told her her God is dead. She's just praying for luck.
Right?
That is a Bo Walker. That is a Bo Walker lyric, my friends. Boat.
I wish I had told her that the Infinity Stones aren't real and that
she legit leaned in your window and said, Do you have the Holy Ghost?
That's old school when they say Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That's
the Holy Ghost.
That's heavy.
My ass burns.
Yeah. Did you say what a southern draw?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She was very southern. Very
They ain't making too much fucking friends over down by you and Megan.
That's fucking heavy, bro.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's heavy.
Yeah, right? It'd been a minute since I'd gotten hit with some shit
Did you punch her in the face and say, "Go fuck yourself"?
I did. I opened my door
hard enough to knock her down. God bless.
Did you ask her?
No, of course not.
But a chick jumps in your fucking guards. Is like,
I'm the you guys know this about me.
Did you ask her if she was Venkman guy?
I'm the elected guy. How mean do you think I really was to this lady? Knowing that about me, like how mean could I have been? No,
you know what? Listen, real quick, Bo. If you could have locked her up and just went, I'd have to check Venkman.
That's good stuff. I love that.
Wow, fuck.
I guess that's the thing it's just to a degree or another.
You guys know Pornhub has socks with people's faces on them. I'm sneaking in the mini moment and Pornhub has socks with people's faces on them.
Well, hold up.
I can't. That was it.
We got the mini moment in effect right now. It's random. Every episode is random. Yes.
It's the midi masturbating moment.
Is that what they're doing to those socks, man?
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Google that shit, Pornhub? Huh?
What?
Google Pornhub socks.
No, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't need
to Google that shit.
I don't need. Relax. Look, I don't need
that
to Google
is something
porn.
That our.
I just Google Pornhub.
It's groundbreaking. Okay, but they want you to have socks.
Pornhub. Explain it to us. This is the mini moment.
They have porn star faces on some socks. So I guess socks. You can use those socks, probably not in your feet, to wear them as a fashion statement.
No, of course not.
I mean, you probably do something.
I don't know anybody that I don't know anybody you know, that uses socks to wear.
I don't know what, but I mean, you know, I think that maybe you know to reduce cleanup and stuff like that.
I'm a paper towel guy.
Totally seen a niche in the market, and they're coming for that ass.
Literally.
Yeah, you're coming for that ass.
With a sock.
Pornhub
is making socks with porn stars' faces on it.
What's the retail on these things?
$12.95.
That's a good question.
Well, we should know. No,
it's got to be at
bringing
least
it
20.
To the table.
Well, Mitty, if you're gonna, yeah, exactly. If this is if part of the Mitty masturbation minute.
You need to know what the fuck.
I don't know. I'm not single, so I don't got to beat my meat no more.
Oh,
I don't have
Mitty,
to do that shit Mitty, anymore.
Mitty,
so.
We need more research. We need more research.
The Mitty minute is fucking
y'all,
done.
Man. Y'all can research it.
No,
I just hope their washing machine safe.
They are
don't make
not invisible for your stepmothers.
No other information brings it to the table.
But
they're
yo
washing.
How? But what if they take it to the next level and you can print out somebody's picture on it?
You wouldn't know.
Not just random porn stars.
Yo! What if you took it to the next level and did your homework before you started the mini bit?
But look, just because I wanted to lead into this. This was the prelude.
That was a prelude.
If you could print out. If you could print out somebody's picture on that sock, whose picture would it be? I want to know.
So that's
that wasn't the prelude. You just made that up on the fly.
You just came up.
I don't freestyle. I come with the written.
That was good. I like that.
Don't avoid the question, man.
There's no question. You can't set it up like you can't set it up that awfully. And then listen, I'm on your side, my dude. Usually I am fucking I am jumping for your shit, but that was way too drawn out.
But it's really happening. I mean, people that are listening.
It's great.
They didn't even know. Now they know they're going to Google Pornhub and see some socks and say, damn, what if I could print out somebody's face on this shit instead of these
right
generic,
now,
anybody, preset porn stars?
Right now, if anybody gets if anybody gets myself, Midichlorian, Dustmites, Bomethius, if anybody gets our faces on socks, free albums for life. Free
forever.
I don't even want to know
who the fuck did that. I'm gonna be way far away from that.
Oh, yo, you kind of took that one to the next level.
You know what? Maybe we go to Applebee's one night.
You don't listen, bro. You don't know how many girls listen to this fucking podcast. You don't know.
Yeah, I know. None. Zero. Where are all your fucking fans, Nate?
Margo Kidder, little bastard.
Margo Kidder, listen to Margo Kidder, listen to the podcast once.
Don't you dare suggest we.
Yeah, that's bad.
I'm fine with it being supernatural, but the moment I think that she listened to our podcast and that's what killed her, I take issue.
I definitely think that has a lot to do with it.
Oh, that's a new horror movie. You put the headphones on them. You put the headphones on them, and they just like, oh yeah, this is awful. These guys think they're funny. They're not. And then, like, the fucking a week later, they fucking croak.
Margot Kidder looked at it and said, "I'm not feeling too good."
You know, I think Carrie Fisher used that Star Wars time travel to listen to our shit.
You know. Just like,
That's fucking awesome. Hey, listen, Bo Walker, I need you to plug some stuff. I have to go to the bathroom. Plug stuff, please. Plug it.
Before he says goodbye, let's go. Yo, Bo Walker.
Yo. I don't know that I have a whole lot of stuff to plug.
Well, you better get some shit. You should have
I'm gonna give you guys I feel like I've said this on episodes before, but the column that I've been writing, I'm gonna be more diligent about getting that link to you guys so we can at least put that in like the YouTube description, that kind of thing.
I've been writing
and
I'm trying to talk making
every 2 weeks I've got a column that's being published, and it's broader than just making. It's not just making, it's issues, you know, silly shit that applies to all walks of life. So that's kind of the big thing, I guess, creatively that I've got going on. Like I say, I'm working on quite a few different new wave era style songs. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with those.
The 80s shit, man?
Yeah, like hard 80s shit.
Hit me up. I'm definitely in with that, man.
Okay. I'll send you some of the shit I've been working on, man. Because I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's been fun to make. And it's like heavy.
Yeah, the synth shit, man? The heavy
synth. Bass lines, man. I'm. Broke out my bass and have been having a hell of a time playing on that thing, man. So,
all right, that's enough out of you, Bo. I'm back.
Oh my god,
I was kidding. I was a joke. Jesus,
god
Christ.
Damn it. No, it's fuck. I was actually everybody, perfect time.
Yo, Bo, what are you drinking? what are you drinking? An angry Christian right there? What
no, I, man, I've been.
Is that an angry Christian you're drinking?
This is a what they call a Bloody Mary.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like an old fashioned or angry Christian.
No. I didn't have the
last angry Christian.
I didn't have the components for an old fashioned. If I had, that would have been a.
It's a Holy Ghost.
Shout out to
shit.
It's a Holy Ghost. Finally, he has a joke that lands.
Good callback. Dust Mites, plug away, sir.
Oh, we're done here tonight? Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Dust Mites. Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebooks if you want to find me. But don't try to find me because you don't want to hear what I have to say. I do a show every Monday night. It's a podcast. It's a live video podcast called Enter the Realm. It's for toy collectors, Transformer collectors, Marvel Legends, and all that bullshit. We talk about some shit and have a good time. I'm trying to think what else. What the fuck we do? We do the Cover Lot podcast.
Can I ask a question in the middle of your outro?
Yeah, sure.
I know on the Realm of Collectors Facebook page, I'll talk about this sometimes, but do you ever talk about Gundam on the podcast?
No. I mean, there's maybe some guys.
It might get mentioned from time to time.
There are some guys that like Gundams in the group.
Yeah.
And there is a Gundam podcast.
Right.
It's called Off the Rails.
Okay.
So there's guys that do a podcast. It's a video podcast.
Are they Realm guys?
Yeah, they're Realm guys. And they're doing a podcast live with video cameras as they're breaking pieces off the Realm what they call the rails and putting it together.
That's cool.
Putting them together. I mean. So,
right on.
And they're talking about Gundams and whatnot. So
very cool.
I could definitely put you in
dude.
Push you in that in because, that area.
Yeah.
You both recently got some Gundams, right?
Yeah, man. I've gotten way – like I jumped in.
He said don't think in Bo like me.
I jumped into the deep end on that shit, man. I've gotten way into the Gundam building
lately,
man. I love it.
So,
love it.
you know, the
realm. Hold on.
I'm just saying, like the realm's got everyone locked, man. We got
hold on. So
locked.
real talk. Hold on. I know we're doing the outros, but this is interesting. So, Bo, just for people that don't know, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
So Gundam is more model kit than Transformer. Is that the deal?
Yeah, for sure. It's way more.
It's a robot building model kit.
Yeah, it's
you
like
transform the pieces into a robot.
Yeah, it's the way it felt to me was like Lego, but for, you know, like 40-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Like Lego, sure. But advanced
to paint them?
I don't paint them. I don't paint mine.
You can buy them and like, are they all one color or something?
No. Well, the ones I've gotten so far have been like multicolored plastics and I wash them. I try to I watched a couple videos online about like, you know, protocol and shit. So I like try to wash them with soapy water and stuff and dry them real good. And then I do use like a black model paint to like highlight the creases. Panel lines.
They call it panel lining.
Yeah.
So I do a minimal. Very minimal.
He's in that gun.
For me, it's more fun.
You're in that Gundam game, man.
Dude, for me, it's more fun about it's that instant gratification of just like putting it together and seeing it come to life. And you can do it in like an afternoon if you've got the time. Yep. It's a lot of fucking fun. You know,
They're cool as fuck. I'm literally so out Gundammed because all you guys know how all this fucking works. And it sounds super cool to me because I actually just watched on Amazon Prime, like they have like some of the Gundam
The last time you get a Gundam is when you hit the 80-year-old hooker. When you get a blowjob from the 80-year-old hooker, you got a Gundam. You know,
you got it from Gundam. Gundam.
Yeah. So you know, it's basically it's a fucking model kit that you put together.
Yeah, it doesn't need any glue. It all snaps together, and it's just a cool looking robot.
No glue.
Snap model.
No glue. It's all snap.
Badass robots. With cool weapons and shit.
And the more grades you go up, then you have painting and stickers and whatnot.
They get bigger and shit. It's cool. Yeah, man. It's a cool little subculture. I had no idea existed.
Wow, we're spending 25 minutes talking about.
Yeah, sorry. I was just curious.
No,
I didn't know that was cool though.
Man. That's dope. Dude. I like that.
I love it.
We like robots.
Anyways,
we love robots.
Robots.
Yeah. The tie that binds.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Midichlorian. Would you like to plug
one? Oh, we finally get on midi.
Stepping on me again, son. Go ahead. Speak your piece.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, midi.
All right. So he ain't saying shit. So basically, my name is MIDICHLORIAN. _ music if you like to hear beats that look like they're coming out an NPC and you see the screen and like you're right there next to me fucking having a beer with me. Hey, on Instagram, I got that for you. But if you like robots, I mean, we're talking about robots. I mean, I fuck around and waste money on 3Ps and masterpieces and all that. So you just might want to hit up MIDICons. And basically, like I said before, if you got them news, hit up Giuseppe Archiville on Facebook. And yeah, you know, Messenger. Hit it. Now. Go.
Perfect. You know what, Mitty? That was the most clairvoyant, clear fucking yes.
Boom.
Mitty, that was the best promo you've cut in 11 episodes, my friend. I like it. I like that. Everybody follow him on all that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Real quack. Sorry. Before I do my outros real quick, I don't know if anybody has watched yet this Ninja Batman anime movie.
I've been wanting to see it, but I hadn't.
Listen,
Cobra Kai.
We're supposed to bring it up.
Cobra Kai.
Hold on. Yes, next week. I didn't do it yet. All right. That was on me too. I didn't do it yet. Next week.
Bo, you watched it, right?
Yeah, I finished it.
I watched it. Mitty, did you watch it? The first two, right? All right, great. Mitty isn't
now.
Nate.
No.
You don't have YouTube Red, so you watched the first two or
no? No, I haven't even watched the first two yet.
Okay.
Which I meant to. So I'm going to do it this week and next week.
You know what? You know what? Don't subscribe to YouTube Red. Let me see if I can fucking download them and up them to Drive.
Okay, word.
Yeah, you guys can watch them that way.
After two, you're only going to want more.
Yeah, man. It's not great.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
Yeah.
It scratches some itches.
It is great.
Mitty, you there? Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so here's my outros. Batman Ninja.
All right, fuck it. We're going to end this out. We're done. We're here.
It's super dope. You should check it out. It's anime with the fucking DC universe.
Are we talking about Batman Ninja? No, but listen.
It's not just a samurai movie, dude. Three quarters of the way through, the fucking villains turn their fucking like shogun houses into transformer robots, bro. They're giant fucking robot houses.
What?
So it's like Penguin versus Two-Face versus Deathstroke versus fucking Gorilla Grodd in giant robot houses, and they're shooting fucking it's fucking amazing. I'm not gonna lie. Dude, I loved it. It's probably one of the top three or four animated movies I've ever watched and that's like with like Akira.
Let me ask.
What's your next favorite like DC recent DC animated movie?
That's a Superman.
I'll tell you, for me, it was probably Flashpoint Paradox.
That shit was super tight.
Let me ask you guys one thing, and Bo and Nate together, and Mitty, if he's listening. How was Easy Money?
I'm sorry, Dust.
I told my girl today, go knit me a beard.
Yep. You know what, guys? Do me a favor. Just send me the addresses. I'll burn the DVDs. Since you can't watch it via Google Drive and download it to your computer, your Macintosh,
you know, does.
And your in your PCs, I will send you old school burnt DVD.
All right. Well, find all my stuff on Nathan Has Skill on all social media platforms. And with that said, farewell. From the Terror Drone.
Just fucking say it. Motherfuckers.
I thought Dust was going to go and just drop in the middle of that. Watch Easy Money.
You know, it fucking pains me that you cocksuckers can't watch a fucking movie.
You're so right.
Oh, my God.
We wanted to see Cobra Kai, man.
Give me a little fucking love. Nobody needs to give me nobody wants to give me some love.
You know what?
You can put Cobra Kai and sneak it in there in the zip file.
What's that?
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, you ain't guys even get Cobra Kai. You guys are going to do Easy Money before you get Cobra Kai.
Oh, you know what? I like that. It's almost like a fucking...
I want a second chance. I want another shot. I want another shot at the Easy Money title.
If you got a better copy of Infinity Wars, I'll do it.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, my girlfriend. No, son.